sit in the late afternoon before we go out and do Qigong is new for us, pretty new, just done it a couple of times, to have that long sitting where we can just air it out and it's open. I really enjoy being able to sit as long as I want. I think it allows us also to kind of take initiative with our practice in a different kind of way. We're not being dragged around by the jiu-jitsu, which we are for the rest of the day. Yaza, late night sitting, is the same kind of thing. I skipped it last night, but I'm going to sit here tonight. You're all invited. There's a little officer meeting afterwards. But then after that, I'll come sit for a few minutes at least. Yaza's eat nighttime sitting. And the special thing about it is you don't have to come. And the nice thing about it is, even if you just do it for a short time, for me anyway, and I used to do it just for sometimes a really short time, just go into the second zendo for 5 minutes. But it tells me, yeah, this is my practice. You know, I'm taking initiative with this practice, not just being dragged around. It's a shame. The truth is, though, we can take initiative even while we're following this schedule, which is not our own. Even while we're being dragged around by the jiu-jitsu, we can take initiative. And I'd like to ask you to do so as best you can. It really helps the practice to... At the beginning of an activity, there are many little activities we do all together. And there's strength in that, in that we do it all together, in that kind of together activity. But there's also kind of an individual initiative that has to be taken with each activity. So when we sit down to do zazen, to commit to sitting up straight, to commit to your breathing, to commit to investigating this form, to see what it's like to sit. When we get up and go and do kinhin, to lean into it, to really give yourself over to kinhin. When we go to eat, give yourself to the eating form as best you can. I know it's different from your regular form, but try your best to give yourself to it, even if you're confused. And when you're eating with your chopsticks or spoon, give yourself over to that activity. Be curious about it. Throw yourself into it, just like Gyoto. Kan, ji. Same with chanting. As best you can, it's strange, but as best you can, put yourself into it. Really try to embody it. A lot of this practice, because it's quiet and kind of mostly slow, seems passive. And also it's being done to us. A session like this. But there is this active element that is essential that we have to bring to it, this initiative. And one way to put that is to practice giving yourself away. To practice giving yourself away to kinhin. And to really be intentional about that. Try it next time we do kinhin. Really intentionally give yourself over to that walking activity and feel like it's giving yourself away to it. So fully That's an active form. But to give yourself so fully that you disappear. And that's another way to disappear. And if we really give ourselves away to any of these activities, to any of these forms, there's a better chance that we'll be caught by them. That it will have us. We won't have it. And then, so when we're doing Kinhin, and we commit to doing Kinhin and really throw ourselves into it, and then after a little while, there's just the passing scene. Then we've been caught. And that kind of rhythm, the throwing yourself into it and then being caught, is something that happens during a retreat as well. You know, at first, we have to work hard. And I'd ask you to work hard. It's still early. You know, still first full day. Keep at it. Feels to me like the beginning of a retreat. You know, all of us are come from different schedules. We're all trying to get on the schedule. We're trying to even figure out how to do this form. And, you know, everybody, officers and everybody else too, we're all trying to work it out first day. And getting comfortable with this sitting, walking, sitting, and the different forms. It takes a lot of energy. Feels to me like a rocket. Like we're taking off from our home planet in a rocket ship. And it takes a lot of energy and noise, fuel, to get up out of Earth's pull, of our home planet's pull. So we have to really give it that energy, give it that push to get away from our home. Because someone told us that way out there is another home. And it's just a speck. Way out there in deep space. But somebody said it was worth going there. So we're going for it. And it takes a lot of energy. And then after a great expense, we get out into space. And it's easier. We can float. And that planet, which seems so far away, gets closer. And as we get closer to that other world, we realize that that world has its own gravity and pulls us toward it. And as we do this kind of retreat, as we settle into it, I'll bet you can feel that. You can feel that gravity pulling you in to that other world. See if you can't feel that. But it takes getting away from our everyday world. It takes getting quiet. Ryokan says, abandon yourself, he said in the thing I read this morning. Abandon yourself and the flowers and the moon will be your guide to the way. They will guide you on your way. takes work to abandon yourself. It takes good, clean, honest initiative and work. We have to want it. We have to commit to it. But then if we've done that work, we can be caught by something else. If we get quiet enough, we can feel the pull of the flower, of the moon, guiding us on our way. Feel the pull toward the mind of a flower. Which is softly, very softly calling us from somewhere deep within us. And we have to get very quiet in order to hear it, in order to feel it. And even then, even when we can feel the pull of the flower, of the moon, of that mind. Even then, I want to ask you to take initiative. When we get really quiet, because the next thing to do is to dare to get closer to that flower, to get closer for a longer time, to get uncomfortably quiet. So don't just hang out in that place where you've been, that pretty quiet place. Even as we get quiet and get caught, I want to ask you to dare to get closer. To get quieter. To be led further down the way. Let's see what we can do.